next to a noisy highway. A streetcar's electric motor accelerates. On a test track here in Anacostia, the District Department of Transportation is running its new fleet of streetcars back and forth dozens of times, testing the brakes and acceleration. The sleek vehicles effortlessly and quietly reach 30 miles per hour. Engineers tested the emergency brakes as well as a safety feature called Dead Man. Project spokeswoman Darrell Ward says it kicks in if the streetcar operator becomes incapacitated and takes his hands off the controls.
So in 2 seconds, that kicks in, but the vehicle applies the emergency brake, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it would be just like the emergency brake tests, because the vehicle won't be able to recognize where it is along the line. So you're not going to have a gradual slowdown, like it's going to stop the car as soon as it possibly can.
Other than feeling the jolt of the emergency brake, riding the streetcar was a lot of fun. I kept picturing what it'll actually look like amid vehicular traffic on H Street, where DDOT will have tow trucks ready to remove anyone who parks in the way of the tracks. H Street Benning Road will be the first 2.5 of 37 planned streetcar miles that'll eventually crisscross all 8 wards. But before any passengers can hop aboard, testing has to be completed along the corridor, and then federal safety officials have to give the final okay. Meantime, Ward says new employees will learn how to operate the red and gray streetcars that are about as long as an extended metro bus.
The operators of the vehicles will get used to the traffic patterns along H, and the traffic will get used to seeing the vehicles along H before we have passengers on board.
DDOT says it's still targeting December for the first streetcar rides in Washington since 1962, but it's possible the 8th Street Benning Road corridor won't be ready until early next year. I'm Martin DeCaro.